Chapter 2. The Sutherland Bar was a popular watering hole. It contained no jukebox, no video machines, no bandits. The decor was Spartan, and the TV usually flickered and jumped. Ladies had not been welcome until well into the 1960s. There had, it seemed, been something to hide. The best pint of draft beer in Edinburgh. MacGregor Campbell supped from his heavy glass, his eyes intent on the television set above the bar. "Who wins?" asked a voice beside him. "I don't know," he said, turning to the voice. "Oh, hello, Jim." A stocky man was sitting beside him, money in hand, waiting to be served. His eyes, too, were on the TV. "Looks like a cracker of a fight," he said. "I fancy Mailer to win." Mac Campbell had an idea. "No, I reckon Maxwell will walk it, win by a mile. Fancy a bet?" The stocky man fished into his pocket for his cigarettes, eyeing the policeman. "How much?" he asked. "A fiver," said Campbell. "You're on. Tom, give me a pint over here, please. Do you want one yourself, Mac?" "Same again, thanks." They sat in silence for a while, supping the beer and watching the fight. A few muffled roars went up occasionally from behind them as a punch landed or was dodged. "It's looking good for your man if it goes the distance," said Campbell, ordering more drinks. "Aye, but let's wait and see, eh? How's work, by the way?" "Fine. How's yours?" "A pure bloody slog at the moment, if you must ask." Some ash dropped onto his tie as he talked, the cigarette never leaving his mouth, though it wobbled precariously from time to time. "A pure slog. Are you still chasing up that drug story?" "Not really. I've landed on this kidnapping thing."
"Oh, so has Rebus.
You'd better not get into his hair." "Newspaper men get in everybody's hair, Mac. It goes with the etc." Mac Campbell, though wary of Jim Stevens, was grateful for a friendship, however tenuous and strained it had sometimes been, which had given him some information useful to his career. Stevens kept much of the juiciest tidbits to himself, of course. That's what exclusives were made of. But he was always willing to trade, and it seemed to Campbell that the most innocuous pieces of gossip and information often seemed adequate for Stevens' needs. He was a kind of magpie.